I'm Justice, and I'm 10 years old. And now how all those grown-ups are saying, well, watch out for serial killers and burglars. Well, I mean, like, everyone's a serial killer. They make themselves a bowl of cereal in the morning. Since we're on the food topic, I was thinking of my friend Stuart. Now, he's a vegan level 4. And if you don't know what that is, it's where you can't eat anything that casts a shadow. That's why he has to eat in the dark.
We've done other workshops before. We've done two magic shows before where the kids, just like we did this time, they did 2 hours the day before the performance and then 1 hour the day of the performance and then the performance. So it's really only 3 hours prep time. Yeah. So with the magic show, my coworker and I, Bethany McMillan, and I were talking about how it's a little bit easier in the sense that you're behind your magic trick. You know your trick and you can do it. With the comedy, it is... It's you and a microphone on stage, and whether that's a narrative or a prop, you know, comedy bit, there's really not much to hide behind. And next up is Miss Cora.
So, if you've been on a family vacation, you know it's very, very stressful because you have, like, well, if you have children, you know you have to watch them, and they're running around everywhere, and you're like, where's my wallet? And something sort of like that happened to my dad once. We were at the airport, and we were going through the little scanning machine, and then the lady there was like, put all your electronics in the little box. And Mom did, and then I'm like, Dad, you got to put your phone in the box. And he's like, no, what phone? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, your phone? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he looks at his pocket, and he's like, my phone's not there. And then Mom tries calling it. No one answers. And then he's like, I left it at the car rental thing in our car. Mom's like, go get it. And so he ran. He just went to the car rental place. Well, me and Mom just went ahead. And, you know, we had little kids there, so it was sort of stressful. And me and Mom were sitting in the seats. And Mom's like praying because she's like, think he's never going to make it. And I'm like, oh, he's never going to make it. And me and Mom were.
And you are there. And I'm so proud of this group because they really stepped up to it. And they attacked it with confidence, and I was really, there were some nerves that we had to talk about, and I just told them that, you know, the audience is here to support you, we're going to be clapping, we're going to be loving everything you do.
He's like, I'm just joking around. She's like, it was funny, but, you know, it's sort of one of those times where you just have to, like, not stress out and think, like, there's a bright side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm 11 years old, and I'm in sixth grade. Instead of the John, I like to call my toilet the gym. That way it sounds better when I say I go to the gym first thing every morning before school. I got some bad news on my way to school the other day. My dad got fired from the bank. An old lady asked him to check her balance, and he pushed her over.
We really enjoy doing these workshops for young people, and so Bethany has worked with puppets for years, and I enjoy working with puppets, so we're hoping to maybe offer a puppet and kind of a puppeteering kind of workshop, and that's something that we did talk about. They're kind of behind a puppet theater, and they won't have as much of nerves in that respect, but they're going to have to plan and write their own puppet show, so yeah. We're hoping that works out in the future, so you can check for updates on that. Cool. So
you learn a lot of interesting things in school. For example, our teacher asked us, how many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb? I said, a Brazilian. We were learning about dinosaurs in science class. Did you know that you can't hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom? The P is silent.